Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you are anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll free 1-800-968-1497. You can also visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, coming up here in the next weekend is going to be Memorial Day. And this is a weekend where we honor those who have fought to protect the freedoms we enjoy that a lot of other countries around the world do not. It's a time to celebrate, enjoy picnics, cookouts, parades, and to place flags, flowers, or wreaths on the graves of our fallen soldiers. Now, because of the lifting of COVID-19 mandates around the country, it's reported that more people are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend. So I thought it was important to share some tips on staying safe while celebrating Memorial Day. Now, if you're traveling, CBS News reports that during Memorial Day weekends, the death toll is four times higher than a regular weekend, obviously because more traffic, more potential for traffic accidents, and then, of course, more potential for traffic injuries and deaths. So what we recommend is if you're traveling, number one, make sure that your vehicle is prepared for the trip. Check your fluid levels, tire pressure, and take care of any issues beforehand. Seriously, it would put a damper on your holiday being stranded over an extended holiday weekend without your vehicle. So definitely do that. I'm going to do that on my vehicle. We're going to be taking a day trip down to Indiana over the holiday weekend. So I'm definitely going to be making sure that, my oil's looking good, my transmission fluid's looking good, windshield wiper fluid, power steering fluid, brakes are looking good, making sure that the belts are nice and tight and not loose. And anything else, tire pressure, making sure that my tire pressure is good all the way around. I'm going to go get a car wash just to clean her up and make sure that she's good to go for the trip. Because I definitely don't want to be stuck down in Amish country over an extended holiday weekend for sure. And then have to wait until Tuesday to get a hold of somebody that can tow our vehicle or get us back to where we need to be. So definitely get your vehicle prepared for the trip. The second tip I have for you is plan your trip beforehand. And my recommendation is once you get that trip planned, print off your instructions and keep them in your vehicle as a backup. Cell reception in some areas of the country can be spotty, as well as GPS interruptions. If you're using an app on your phone to navigate around, or if you're using your GPS, these things may fail. Like I said, your cell reception may be poor that you can't use your Waze app or whatever Google Maps app or whatever app you use to navigate. Your GPS may fail. It may end up with a dead battery. It may glitch out. So it's always good to have a backup, and you have that paper backup just, in your glove box, in your center console, just in case. you never know what may happen. It's better to be prepared. You know, afterwards you can recycle the paper, use it to start a fire in your grill, whatever you want to do. But it's always recommended that you print off the directions and just have that as a backup just in case. Next tip I have for you is leave as early as you can for your destination. Traffic usually starts getting bad on Friday afternoon and can lead to major traffic jams come 5 p.m. because, you know, as you progress on Friday, people are going to be leaving work early. They're hoping to get a jump on getting out to where they want to be Friday night, so that way they've got, you know, Saturday and Sunday and Monday morning to enjoy their holiday before they have to make the trek back home. I imagine 5 o'clock on a Friday is going to be maddening. So we recommend that if you can leave at all, leave early in the morning, before 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you know, as people are getting to work. If you can leave at 7 o'clock in the morning to get where you need to be. If you can't, we recommend that you maybe leave a day early, maybe leave Thursday night, take Friday off, you know, have yourself a 4-day weekend, take Friday off and leave on a Thursday night. Or if you can't do that, leave early on Saturday. Figure the traffic will be a little bit less on a Saturday morning because, again, people are going to be wanting to leave town as soon as possible. So most of them are going to be leaving on Friday. If you leave early on Saturday morning, traffic may not be as bad. So definitely think about doing that. Now, if you're thinking about staying home and celebrating at home, if you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today's podcast. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough. You just go in the upper right and type in Memorial Day Tips 2021. And it'll bring you to the blog post for today. And there I have a link to a previous podcast talking about preparing for picnicking or grilling outdoors, preparing your grill, preparing your food for a picnic. Lots of good safety tips there. So again, you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post. They'll have a link to our grilling safety tips blog post that we did a couple years back. Now, I don't know where you live, but fireworks are legal here in the state of Michigan for the Memorial Day weekend. They changed it so where you can fire off fireworks. I believe now it's the day before, day of, and the day after. So I imagine that we're going to be hearing M80s and whistling bungholes or whatever other types of fireworks are out there. Keeping your kids and pets safe around fireworks are of utmost importance. Fireworks are fun, but you need to keep your kids safe. You need to keep yourself safe. You need to keep your pets safe. And I've got a link to a blog post that we did a couple years ago on firework safety when it comes to your children and your pets. So again, go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to today's blog post. If you happen to be listening later on, all you got to do is in the upper right, there's a search bar, type in Memorial Day Tips 2021, and that will bring you to the blog post for today. Now, above all, it's a time to enjoy it with your friends and your family. Remember those who have fought and died for the freedoms that we often take for granted. And most of all, be thankful. Be thankful that we live in the United States of America. Be thankful for the freedoms that we have, that we're able to assemble, that we're able to cook out, we're able to travel. You know, a lot of other countries, there are a lot of freedoms that we enjoy that they do not. So I'm very proud and thankful to be an American citizen, to live in the United States of America. We're not perfect. We're not a perfect union, but we are a wonderful country. And again, it's a time to celebrate and remember who we are and just enjoy each other's company. So Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. Again, I am Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend. Take care.